Next question is McClendon, McClendon. McClendon. First name is Ovelette. Born 4662. Today is 3/8/2024. This is a 62-year-old woman with COPD, CHF, O2 dependency, originally from Houston. She used to be a maid. She's single, does not have children. She has extensive history of smoking and drinking in the past, but has quit drinking and smoking, mostly because she's too weak to get outside. And the caretaker does not allow her to smoke in the house. Period. Surgical history includes cardiac cath and hysterectomy. Family history: lung cancer and bone cancer in mom and dad. Allergy: none. Patient is found to be very thin, weak. Patient used to use a walker till just a week ago, but she's no longer able to because of severe weakness. She's short of breath at all times, despite oxygen and nebulizer treatments. Period. Patient has had 20 to 25 pound weight loss in the past month with FEV1 less than 30%. That's review of system. Medication includes Protonix 40 milligrams daily, Lasix 20 milligrams daily, Nurontin 600 TID, Carafate 1 gram 4 times a day, Norco, which patient is not taking at this time, Norvasc 10 milligrams a day, nebulizer at least 4 times a day, albuterol when she can use the nebulizer because she's too weak, and O2 at 2 liters at all times. Hospitalization was because of exacerbation of COPD / CHF. Just a few months ago. Review of the records indicates that patient has cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction of less than 15%. Assessment or exam, blood pressure is 100 over 60, pulse is 105, respiration is 20, patient is at febrile. Patient's heart, positive S1, positive S2, with rales and ronchi, abdomen is soft, but severe weight loss noted, scaphoid, neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows 1+ edema along with muscle wasting. Neurological, patient is quite weak, moving off her extremities. Patient has lost all her hair. Skin shows decreased turgor, oral mucosa is dry. Here we have a assessment, 62-year-old gentleman with CHF, low ejection fraction, COPD, O2 dependency, histogas esophageal reflux, with recent significant weight loss of 20 to 25 pounds, low EF, no FEV, low FEV1, along with end-stage CHF. She suffers from end-stage COPD, cold pulmonary, right-sided heart failure, lower extremity edema. She's quite thin. She's weak. And overall prognosis is quite poor. Other comorbidities include gastroesophageal reflux, neuropathy, pain, hypertension. Patient patient desires care at home only for end of life care. She no longer wants to be transferred back and forth to the hospital and wants to be kept comfortable at home till she passes away. She knows that she has very little time to live, would benefit from chaplain evaluation as well at this time. Patient also was using a walker till about a week ago when she quit using the walker because of severe weakness, risk of fall, and generalized inability to move around. Patient is now bedbound. Because of her CHF and COPD, patient is confused most of the time with decreased mentation despite oxygen therapy because of hypoperfusion, period. Next mission is neuropathic pain. We'll continue with Neuronta. Next one is continue with Asics to help the overall volume overload. Next one is gastroesophageal reflux. Next one is hypertension. Control that this time.